solace now to see this builds in my breast bliss, never after to do amiss thing that him loath is.
Whatever this old man that here is, take heed how his head is hoar, his beard like a busk of briars, with a pound of hair about his mouth and more.
More is this marvel to me now, for to nap greatly him needs. Heartless is he now, for aye to his heel he heeds.
Why, with this beard, though it be rough, right well to her he needs. Worthy right, wit would we now, will ye warn us worthily in weeds?
Shepherds, soothly I see that my son you hither sent through God's might and majesty, that in me light and here is lent. This man married was to me for no sin in such assent, but to keep my virginity, and truly in none other intent.
Good men, Moses take in mind, as he was made through God all might ordained laws as to bind, which that we should keep of right. Man and woman for to bind, lawfully them both to light, to fructify, as men may find, that time was wedded every wight. Therefore wedded to her I was as law would, her for to leer for noise, nor slander, nor trespass, and through that deed the devil to dare, as told me Gabriel, full of grace. When I had trussed all my gear to have fled and never to see her face, by him I was arrested there. For he said to me, sleeping, that she lackless was of sin. And when I heard that tokening from her, durst I no way twin. Therefore goes, preach forth this thing altogether, and not in twin, that you have seen your heavenly King common all mankind to win.
Great God, sitting in thy throne, that made all thing of naught, now we may thank thee, each one, this is he that we have sought.
Go we near anon, with such as we have brought, ring, brush, or precious stone. Let's see whether we have aught to proffer.
So, yes, at this point, and it's basically they're having a whip round. They're literally hunting around their pockets to see what they've got.
Let us do him homage.
Who shall go first? The page?
Nay, you be father of age. Therefore must you first offer.
Hail, King of Heaven so high, born in a crib, mankind unto thee thou hast made full sib. Hail, King born in maiden's bower, prophets did tell thou should be our succour.
Missing line.
This clerks do say, lo, I bring thee a bell, I pray thee, save me from hell, so that I may with thee dwell, and farewell for aye.
Hail thee, Emperor of Hell, and of Heaven also, the fiend thou shalt fell, that have ever been false. Hail the maker of the star, that stood us before. Hail the blessable bairn, I bring thee a flacket, and thereby hangs a spoon, to eat thy pottage withal, at none, as I myself full oft have done. With heart, I pray thee, take it.
Hail, prince, without and peer, that mankind shall relieve. Hail thee, foe unto Lucifer, with which beguiled Eve. Hail, granted hap, in earth now thou dwells. Lo, son, I bring thee cap, for I have nothing else. This gift I give thee is but small, and though I came hindermost of all, when thou shalt men to thy bliss call, good Lord, yet thank me.
My dear, with drury unto thee I me dress, my float on fellowship that I do not lose, and to save me from all ill sickness, I offer unto thee a pair of my wife's old hose.
Oh, isn't he good? Everybody else is trying. Everyone else is trying really hard.
For other jewels, my son, I have none for to give that is worth anything at all, but my good heart while I live, and my prayers till death do me call.
Ah, isn't that sweet? Now, for no readily apparent reason, four boys appear. In one version of the text, or several versions of the text, they do not appear at all. So there is possibly a suggestion that they were added in later on to give some young children something to do. Rather like drafting in children to be a chorus in a pantomime. We have four boys, but we're just going to split them between two of us. First boy. Now to you, My fellows, this do I say, for in this place before I wend away, unto yonder child let us go pray, as our masters have done us before.
And of such goods as we have here, let us offer to this prince so dear, and to his mother, that maiden clear, that of her body has him born.
Abide, sirs, I will go first to yonder king.
And I will go next to that lording.
Then will I be the last of this offering. This can I say no more. Now, lord, for to give thee have I nothing, neither gold, silver, brooch, ni ring, nor no rich robes meet for a king that I have here in store. But thou it lackest stopple, take thee here my welfare bottle, for it will hold a good pottle. In faith, I can give thee no more.
Lord, I know that thou art of this virgin born in full port array, sitting on her arm, for to offer thee have I no scorn, although thou be but a child. For jewel have I none to give thee to maintain thy royal dignity, but my hood. Take it thee, as thou art God and man.
O noble child of thy father on high, alas, what have I for to give thee, save only my pipe that soundeth so royally, else truly have I nothing at all. Were I in the rock or in the valley alow, I could make this pipe sound, I trow, that all the world should ring and quaver it, as it would fall.
Now, child, although thou be common from God, and be God thyself in thy manhood, yet I know that in thy childhood thou wilt for sweetmeat look. Pull down apples, pears, and plums. Old Joseph shall not need to hurt his thumbs, because thou hast not plenty of crumbs. I give thee here my nuthock.
The pastors now have the last words as they all make their way away from the stable, and some of them are going to give up their shepherding. In fact, it's almost quite sad, this ending, I feel. So, first shepherd.
Now farewell, mother and May, for of sin naught thou wottest. Thou hast brought forth this day God's Son, which of might is most. Wherefore men shall say, blessed in every coast and place be thou memorial for me and for us all, and that we may from sin fall, and stand ever in thy grace, our Lord God be with thee.
Brethren, let us all three, singing, walk homewardly. Unkind will I never in no case be, but preach all as I can, and cry, as Gabriel taught us, by his grace me, singing away, heathen will I.
Over the sea, and I may have grace, and I will gang and about go now, to preach this thing in every place, and sheep will I keep no more now.
I read we us agree, for our misdeeds amends to make, for so now will I to the child, wholly will I me betake forever sickly. Shepherd's craft here I forsake, and to an anchor hereby, I will in my prayers watch and wake.
And I am hermit, to praise God, to pray, to walk by sty and by street, in wilderness to walk for aye. And I shall no man meet, but for my living I will him pray, barefoot on my feet, and thus will I live ever and aye. For aye ever honest, this world I fully refuse, my miss for to amend with moans, turn to thy fellows and kiss. I yield, for in youth we have been fellows iwis, therefore lend me your mouth, and friendly let us kiss.
From London to Louth, such another shepherd I wot not where he is, both friend and couth, God give you all his bliss.
That bliss bring us, great God, if it be thy will, amend all things that be amiss, good men, now fares well ye.
Well for to fare each friend, God of his might grant you, for here now we make an end. Farewell, for we from you go now.
And thus ends the play, and there's that sort of just hint that Garces now essentially turns to the audience and says not only goodbye to each of you, but also goodbye to the audience, thank you very much. Move on to the next one, please. So there ends, and they're all devoting themselves to a better way. So all their rougher elements have been smoothed out by, of course, meeting the baby Jesus.